Rewiring Your Life with Erica Spiegelman and Marcia Stone. Wellness, inspiration, support.
Welcome to Rewiring Your Life. I'm Erica Spiegelman.
And I'm Marcia Stone,
my beautiful, wonderful co-host. And we have a very special guest on today. All of our shows, you know, we want to give people inspiration, support, and talk about wellness. And our guest today has done an incredible thing. She is a woman who has owned and operated an athleisure brand. She's a YouTuber. She makes some amazing clothes, which I have been able to wear and to have. It's called Buff Bunny, the Buff Bunny Collection. And we're just excited to welcome Heidi Summers to the show. Welcome, Heidi.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for today.
Yeah, I know, you know, you kind of in your bio when I was reading about you weeks ago, you said that you had no business background, you were a college dropout, you were raised in a small town in Alaska, you were shy, all these odds and things that, you know, I think a lot of people would be probably very intimidated to kind of start their own business. Tell us a little bit about your story and what pushed you to do this. Where'd your confidence come from? Where did this, you know, dream, where did it come from exactly?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in a really small town in Alaska. So, you know, my upbringing, I was very sheltered and very shy. And I moved to Texas, San Antonio, when I was 21 for school originally. And, you know, in college, you know, they say most freshmen gain the freshman 15. Well, I had gained, I think, 40 pounds plus. And I was, you know, I'm only 5 foot, so I'm really, you know, I'm little. So you could see it more on me. And, you know, I started going to the gym and I actually hated it. I did not enjoy it. I just thought it was boring and I just wanted to get out of there. But, you know, over time I started weightlifting. I think that's kind of where my passion is. And, you know, I lost the weight, and at first it was more so a journey, to lose a couple pounds. And, you know, along the way with fitness and your diet changing, you know, my skin looked brighter and my eyes looked brighter and I had a lot more energy. And that's kind of what sparked my love for fitness. And as I, you know, shared these tips on YouTube and Instagram, it was more so to share these tips with other women to say, hey, you know, lifting weights isn't going to make you bulky, and, you know, eating carbs is not going to make you fat. And, you know, just sharing some tips and tricks along the way that I learned. And, you know, doing so, I started getting a following on Instagram and YouTube. And, you know, a lot of YouTubers will come out with merch, which I did. And, you know, during that whole phase, I had a lot of my followers ask, hey, you should make leggings, you should make joggers. And I wanted to do that, but I just had no idea, you know, how to even, you know, begin that and start that. But I did, you know, a lot of research because, as you know, my background isn't in business. It's not in fashion design or anything like that. But as someone who, you know, walked the walk, losing the weight and getting into that healthy lifestyle, I was like, okay, I know what I like and I know what I don't like in athleisure wear. You know, certain things like seams going along the knees can be very uncomfortable, or, you know, certain pieces having some mesh inserts in different areas for ventilation. I started, you know, creating products that I really loved and making sure that the price point wasn't, you know, crazy astronomical, but also making sure that the fabrics and the quality and the factories and everything was top of the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. I truly we're not saying this, but it feels that the pants are so comfortable and I love the sports bra, and I feel like just it's so well made and also just like very good looking. Like I love the fabric, and yeah, so it's personally have, you know, definitely a 10 on yeah.
Thank you so much. How was the overall fit for everything?
Perfect, actually. I think I got a small, and I'm just looking at the pants now. They're like on my bed. Yeah, they're really they fit perfect. I'm 5'6", but it's like, you know, great length, and you know, it just through I think just being, you know, I guess like in a health and wellness world myself, and always like the past, you know, 15 years since I've been on a healthier path, I've definitely started working out more, and obviously wearing these kind of clothes day to day as a mom of two little toddlers. It's pretty much my wardrobe every day. So yes, I for sure feel like you could wear them all day and be super comfortable besides working out in them.
Amazing. Yes, that's definitely our goal.
Heidi, you mentioned a few minutes ago something that was really interesting to me that I picked up on, because you talked about, you know, at the beginning of your journey to, you know, self-care in the form of exercise, that you didn't really like it, but you liked the way that it made you feel. And then what followed from that feeling was the beginnings of confidence that seemed to grow. And I just wonder if you could talk a little bit about that, about your experience, you know, with the type of self-care that's going to lead to the type of confidence that's needed to kind of step out and, you know, do what's in your heart to do.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I still remember, you know, that feeling of walking into the weight room, and, you know, even now it's very, you know, it's very male dominant.
You're in great shape now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember walking in, it was a Gold's Gym. And I remember I walked in and I was just like the feeling of just overwhelmed, like panic, like I don't know what I'm doing. But what really helped me was, you know, researching online at the time. There wasn't a lot of women, you know, YouTubers or Instagrammers for fitness content. And so, you know, I was finding things on, I think it was like bodybuilding.com at the time, and in different ways that I can, you know, find workouts and find proper form and, you know, trying to figure all that out. And the more that I researched and I practiced, I felt more confident in the gym. And I think something that's very helpful for me too is when I first started, I would go in and I had to have my hat and I had to have my headphones, because hats really, you know, with a bill, it almost like could be being short as well. You know, I can't really see most people. I'm just so focused on the weights and the training and focused on me. And then also having music, you know, really helps, because
it just
clears your mind, and you're just like in that moment, listen to your favorite music, and it just makes you very comfortable. And also, like, if you have a hat on and you have your headphones on, it's very rare that someone's actually going to come up to you and interrupt your workout for anything. But I think over time, it's just no one is good at what they do when they very first start, whether that's business or fitness or creating a product. Like, the very beginning is going to feel very awkward and uncomfortable, but it's, you know, pushing through that and pushing past that barrier and giving yourself grace along the way to where you'll eventually get really good at it.
Yeah. I mean, for people listening that, like, you know, have passion projects that they, you know, have in their heart, or like, you know, someone wants to create their own clothing line, like, can you give us like one or two tips? How can people start that? Or, you know, where do you even like go to be like, I want to start designing my own clothes? Like, who do you, you know, do you look for a manufacturer? What do you do from there?
Yeah, I think definitely creating the product and making it what I like to call a masterpiece before it's released is so important. And, you know, that's finding the perfect fabric, the perfect sizing, the perfect, you know, sampling, the perfect details. You know, at Buff Bunny Collection, we actually handcraft every item. So every zipper is picked out, every button, every stitching color, the type of stitching, the type of fabric. So we really build everything from the ground up. And to work with manufacturers that work with you is so important, because you want your product to be a masterpiece. I think the first step is, you know, finding manufacturers, which there's all different types of things that you can do. There's convention centers that you can go where you can personally meet, you know, thousands of manufacturers. You can go overseas to different manufacturers. If you want them, you know, made in the U.S., you can research, you know, U.S. manufacturers. So there's so many different avenues. But definitely, you know, one thing is saving your money. If you're working a job that you don't necessarily love, you know, people are like, leave the job and go find your passion. But sometimes it's, you know, you kind of have to work with both for a little while until you can completely leave that other job behind and really focus on that passion.
That's good advice. So not to completely throw everything away and focus on just your passion project. Yeah.
Yeah. Being able to, like, you know, put money aside and create those plans and doing everything while, you know, saving money and putting money aside for that passion project to become a brand.
Right. So what you're saying is be practical about it while you're dreaming, but be practical and be prudent, you know, along the way. Is that what you're saying, Heidi?
Yes, definitely. Because I love it when people are like, you know, leave that job behind and go chase that passion, which is great. But I guess for someone like me who, you know, I didn't grow up with money and, you know, my parents didn't give me any money to help with anything and I didn't have a business loan. So it's like I did have to work multiple jobs that I didn't necessarily love in order to put money aside to create a brand one day.
Yeah. So how did you build this empire? I mean, Marcia, I don't know if you know, but she has a million followers on Instagram. And
I saw that. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And on YouTube, was it 750,000, you know, views or something like that? It's just really amazing, you know, incredible followers. And they probably give you a lot of love. And you probably have a really interesting relationship with all these people, which is kind of a whole nother subject matter. But what was that like? And how did that build that social media community?
Thank you. So I think the growth kind of happened because I wasn't necessarily, you know, chasing a following and I wasn't chasing, you know, creating a brand or anything like that. I think the best way to, mm-hmm. you know, build a following is to be, first of all, be honest with your followers. You know, if you don't love a product, it's okay to say, hey, like, this isn't my favorite. If you truly love a product, you know, sharing that with your followers, rather, you know, sometimes you might make a commission link from it. Sometimes you don't, but in the end, always, you know, guiding your followers honestly and, you know, sharing
in the right direction.
Yeah. You know, cause if you're like, hey, you know, this product is amazing and it's really not a great product, that follower is going to purchase
course.
It, get it and be like, this is not good. You know? So I'm very picky on, you know, anything that I share on my platform, even before I had my brand. I did very, very little, you know, brand, what is it called? I guess like hauls and things like that because I took a long time to actually, you know, try out the products. And, you know, a lot of times I was like, this isn't something that I feel comfortable sharing with my followers because maybe the quality wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the biggest thing is being honest with your followers and, you know, sharing them a little bit about your life and not being afraid to open up if you are struggling about things. I think is definitely very helpful.
So being authentic.
And also being relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being transparent.
Yeah, authentic. That was the word that was coming to my mind as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, do you feel like it is a big responsibility to have all these people following you? I mean, to post content. I mean, I'm sure as an influencer, I mean, I've talked to other influencers before. It's a full-time job or it feels like a full-time job. Is it that way for you?
Yes, I would say, especially in the beginning, I would say now I'm more so focused on my brand, but I still love to be there for, you know, all the people that have been following my journey for, gosh, like 6-7 years now. And, you know, I still meet a lot of them at, you know, at the gym or at the post office or, you know, when I'm traveling sometimes. And like, I love it. I'm never like, oh, like I'm too busy or I'm in a hurry. Like, I love being able to meet the people that have followed my journey for so long. But I definitely do think there's a big, there's a big responsibility with it because, you know, depending on which industry you're in as fitness, you know, if you have a big following and you're saying, hey, I only eat 1,000 calories a day and, you know, I work out 3 times a day, you know, it can be very dangerous to some people because, you know, it's not attainable and it's not something that you want to share with people, especially because it's probably not accurate information. So for my platform, you know, I say I eat closer to, you know, 2,000 calories a day to, you know, 2,200 calories per day because I'm building muscle and I have more muscle mass. So, you know, I'm not telling people to only eat 1,000 calories a day. I'm literally telling them like what is attainable and, you know, you are going to have to up your calories in order to build muscle.
Hmm. Heidi, one of the things I noticed when I was reading up about you and preparing for this podcast, I see that I really, you know, identified with. I was a founder and built a treatment center, well, treatment centers in Austin. And one of the things that was in my business was female leadership. Almost all of our C-suite was made up of women. And I saw that that's something that you did with your company or are doing with your company as well. And I just wondered if you'd like to talk a little bit about that, about, you know, strong female leadership and how that has been a part of your journey.
Yeah, well, I just love women. I just think that, you know, we are so intelligent and capable of so many different things. And, you know, that was a big reason starting the company as well, is I did see at the time, you know, this was 6 years ago when I was looking into it, that there wasn't a lot of woman-owned apparel companies at the time. I think, you know, a lot of the companies, a lot of the, you know, athletic wear that I would wear was, you know, is owned by a man, which is amazing. You know, men and women, we are all capable of doing amazing things. But I think that was also a missing link that I saw. You know, I was like, I love pieces that are created by women just because, like, they know our bodies and they know what we like and don't like. And so creating the brand, you know, I would kind of see that sometimes where people would, you know, email and say, hello, sir, you know, assuming that it was a male-owned company. But I think over the course of 6 years, I think we hire, you know, men and women, and but it, right now it's fully woman owned and operated now. And I have a team of incredible, intelligent, inspiring women running the company. And I'm very lucky to be able to work with them all. We do have a long process in order to, you know, interview and hire each person, because we want someone, you know, with a background and experience, but also, you know, company culture is very important to us. As, you know, a building full of women, we want them to have this company culture of, you know, empowering one another and making sure that, you know, trying to keep any type of like cattiness or, you know, jealousy or anything like that, like, away. We're just like, as we hire people, it's so important for us to have a team of women that, you know, not only are passionate about the brand, but are also passionate about empowering one another in the workplace.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's great.
It is. It's so great. I mean, you must be so proud of what you've accomplished. It's such a, in 6 years, it sounds like you've probably learned so much. Is there any lessons that you can share with us that have come to mind about what you've learned kind of building a business on your own?
Oh, goodness. I'm sure there's a lot. I'm sure you have a lot, too. I would say a few tips. Is the biggest one is building your team, you know, and a lot of people will say, oh, I'm going to hire a bunch of people and I'm going to be a boss and, you know, I'm going to boss them around all day. But for me, I think it's so important, which is so off to me. But I think, you know, building up your team and finding individuals that are passionate about the brand and your vision, and knowing that you're going to be spending a lot of time with these individuals and your team, and, you know, making sure that they have all the tools in order to succeed, is very important. And, you know, making sure that they're going to be capable and strong and ready to take on every challenge and every opportunity and every crisis that happens while you're building a business.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. I mean, life is all full of, like, you know, every experience is a lesson. And as we keep growing and going on, like, we, you know, obviously learn more about ourselves and how we want to do business and who we want around us. And just quick, one more question. I just have so many. But what do you do to create balance in your life, since you are, you know, focusing on obviously physical self-care, you're building your business, you're running your business, I should say, you're, you know, growing it. You probably have, you know, your personal life. What is it that you do to help yourself kind of keep balanced, or, you know, have a self-care routine of any kind?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's funny because I feel like mine might be a little bit different than others. When people say the word...
Yeah, that's why we want to know.
Yeah. I think it's funny when people use the word balance a lot. And I feel like there's a lot of truth to that, but also I think that true balance would be, you know, sometimes your family's going to need you a little bit more and sometimes your business is going to need you a little bit more. And you know, sometimes I have to like fully concentrate on business and be able to get through a challenge or a crisis or an obstacle. And other times I'm kind of like, you know what, you guys can handle this. I'm going to step out and be there for my family or my friends. And trying to create that balance is more so for me. Sometimes my loved ones need me a little bit more. Sometimes my business needs me a little bit more. And also, you know, as every obstacle and challenge happens, I create a process and a system. So that way, if it happens again, my team will know what step to take in order to make the right decision. But I think another,
that's great.
Yeah, another thing that helps me, and I'm still working with it, is when I go to the gym, you know, that's my 1 hour. I still wear my headphones, sometimes still a hat. And, you know, that's my hour. That's like my me time. And I am going to start actually putting on my calendar a certain time every day where it's an appointment with myself. And that is a time, you know, silence your phone. Your employees can wait. The obstacle can wait an hour.
Non-negotiable. Yes. You're non-negotiable.
Yes, non-negotiable. And that's your you time. You know, that's the time that you get to work on yourself.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that.
That's something that Eric and I actually talk about a lot, being, you know, women in business, in marriages, with children, you know, with a team of people kind of looking to us for, you know, guidance and direction. You know, I love it when I hear people say what you just said, Heidi, because, you know, whether we realize it or even acknowledge it, people are watching you and they're learning from you by what you're doing. You know, and I think the very best thing ever in terms of leadership is that you are exemplifying, you know, the company culture that you're building or the type of wife or mother that you are. And, you know, to have all of that be authentic really is, you know, you're a testament to what happens when that type of authenticity leads your life. And people respect you and they want to support you and, you know, want to be around you. So it's, you know, it's an all encompassing thing. And, you know, Eric and I, like I said, we talk about that a lot with these non-negotiables, because those are the things as women that we tend to put to the side first. But when you can verbalize that and say, this is what I'm doing, you know, it just makes you more real and, you know, more impressive, really.
More of a leader. Because if you have good boundaries, you know, people will have good boundaries. And if you, you know, and you walk the walk, other people will walk the walk, you know.
Right.
When I worked in like doing corporate workshops with companies, it was like all the employees would say, oh, I look to my manager. If my manager takes a long lunch, I could take a long lunch. If my manager does this, I can do this. So it's really like the leader is kind of who people sometimes look up to at times. And, you know, you kind of have to, you know, you have to like you show them that you are serious.
Practice
about
what you preach.
Self-care. Yeah, exactly. It's true. It's very true.
Yeah, I love that.
Sorry, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Heidi, is this inclusivity piece that I'm seeing is a thread throughout your product line and, you know, looks like part of your mission statement. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know that's a real, you know, sort of hot topic these days.
Yes. Well, Black Pony Collection, you know, it's very important to us to have, you know, diversity and inclusivity within the brand. And it's something that I'm very passionate about, you know, not only with our models, but also with our office staff. And, you know, it's what I am so passionate about in all areas of my life. And I think that's because, you know, growing up, my family is very diverse, you know, and, you know, we have different, you know, I have cousins and aunts and uncles with, you know, different ethnic backgrounds. And, you know, my family comes in all different shapes and sizes. And to me, I'm like, oh my goodness, like my family, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, I'm like, gosh, they're beautiful. You know, you look at them and you're like, they're beautiful. But then you see like the beauty standards in magazines and TV and everything. And I think it's actually come a long way now. But, you know, when starting the brand, I loved featuring all women because it's what I saw beauty in, you know, like I saw the beauty in all different types of women. And I love showcasing that, you know, whether it's you know, stretch marks or cellulite or freckles. It's like, I want to show it all because we all come in, we're all so different, you know? And when women are shopping the brand, I love them. I love when they're like, oh my gosh, I see me, like I feel represented, because they see women that look like them in the clothing. And so it's easier for them to shop because like, wow, like that woman looks amazing. She looks confident. She looks great. I know I'm going to look like that. And with inclusivity, I think something that we also do differently is that a lot of companies, they will try everything on a size small model. And from there, they will actually use a fashion math in order to grade the pieces that go all the way up to, you know, triple XL without trying them on, you know, models that are triple XL. And what can happen is sometimes triple XL models, they might need a little bit more coverage, or it doesn't fit them necessarily as well as the extra small or small, and that's not fair to them, you know? So what we do is we actually create custom grading, and we actually try our pieces on extra small, mediums, large, and double XLs. And we make sure that, you know, our double XL model is going to look just as good as the extra small model. So that way they feel not only represented in the photos, but whenever they get the pieces, nothing beats that. When they put it on, they're like, oh my goodness, like this was made for me.
I love you know? That
like,
so
it's
much.
It's just so, thank you. That's my favorite thing. Because we get so many videos from customers saying that. They go, oh my goodness, like this fits me, yeah. You know? And I'm just like, yes, because it was made for you. If you're a double XL, like our double XL should fit you like, wow.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I know.
Marcia, so important.
We got to get you an outfit. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So great. I'll text you
I'll send
address.
All of y'all an outfit so you guys can try it.
Yeah. Yes, no, yes, yes, fabulous. Yes. You know what I was just thinking about when you were talking, Heidi, you know, we've never met, but I'm a petite woman too. You know, I'm 5'3" and, you know, I don't know exactly how much I weigh today, but it's probably about 120 something. And, you know, my daughter is now 31, and my first, her dad was a really tall guy, really athletic guy. And so my daughter's, you know, 5'9" and just, you know, just
is she?
Built
I didn't
completely.
Know that,
yeah. 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 Wow. Just built completely differently okay. than me. And so I remember like when she was a teenager and stuff, oh, it makes me emotional almost to talk about it. Like I can remember her, you know, having a hard time with that. And it's just mm-hmm. so important as women that we support mm-hmm. other women and their size and their height and, you know, their yeah. thighs and their arms and all that. And I just yeah. love that you're doing that with your company, Heidi.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm sure your daughter is absolutely stunning.
She is stunning. I mean, listen, she lives in Europe. She's an artist. She's doing just fine. But, you know, when she went through her growth spurt, you know, it was kind of like, you know, when you just feel like your body doesn't even belong to you when you're growing up, you know, and I just remember her struggling with that and just, you know, really thinking to myself, you know, about how important it is for other women to support each other.
Yes, it's so important.
And for brands too.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like, Heidi, this is something where this is, you know, this is so fantastic that you do this. And but, you know, when I mean, I'm 42 years old. I mean, I remember I was younger and I had, you know, there was only so many brands for this kind of like athletic wear. And, you know, and I went through different stages of weight in my life up and down. And it's, you know, it's really hard to find something, you know, it was hard to find something where like all like that was like a popular brand and they just didn't have other sizes. Right. It was like very small sizes all the time. So it's just fabulous now that we can talk about this, that you're bringing this, you know, to the forefront of the conversation, that you don't have to be a certain size to be worthy. Yeah. Of health, of worthy of love, of worthy of exercise. You don't, you know, and that's really important is that conversation, that narrative that has to be changed,
yes.
you know?
Yes. And cute clothes, you know?
And cute clothes on top.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Gosh. Well, Heidi, thank you so much for being with us today. You are an amazing woman, and I'm so glad we got to meet you and listen to your, you know, your past and your future and just everything that you're doing is so remarkable. So we're very grateful for your time today.
Yeah. Thank you for being
you
with
so
us
much
today.
For having me and for this conversation. I genuinely enjoyed it and loved it. And I'll definitely send all of you guys an outfit so you can personally see how everything feels.
So Heidi, before we go, Eric and I always ask a deep dive question at the very end of the interview with our guest. And that question is, all right, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So Heidi, tell us and tell our listeners, what is your superpower?
My superpower, I think with my superpower, I think it's being intuitive and empathetic. Usually when I meet someone or, you know, follow someone on Instagram, you never truly know someone if you follow them on Instagram, but, you know, just meeting people and everything, I can usually feel what they're feeling. And I think that's something very powerful because, you know, as we create the collections and everything, you know, I do look through like our comments and our feedback and everything. And it's not something, you know, people are like, you know, this wasn't my favorite piece. You know, I don't let it hurt me, but I'm kind of like, I wonder why. And I like to look into that. And, you know, with each collection that comes out, try to use that, to create something that every woman would like, if that makes sense. I'm not sure if that being intuitive and really listening to people, I think would be a superpower. That's a good question. I wasn't expecting that.
It's good. It's good. And you know what I found, what usually comes out first is kind of like, you know, when you talk about being intuitive, is kind of what your intuition tells you, you know? So that was great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that those two qualities are very true about you.
Intuition and awareness.
Thank you so much.
All right, Heidi. So for our listeners, can you tell our listeners really quick where they can find you?
Yes, I am Buff Bunny on Instagram, and then my business is Buff Bunny Collection, and I'm also on YouTube as my real name, Heidi Summers.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Well, thank you again, and for all of our listeners, thank you for joining us today with this amazing conversation, and until next week, be well.